Have a cigar, kid.
I produce this show. Sonny Obama here, and I'm a prick.
You're just gonna take us to the mall.
I am a prick. No! I got lions in here, and that's the show. I don't care whether you live or die. I want to see you dance. I want to see you smile. You know, Danny, you know.
In the day we sweat it out on the streets of a runaway American dream. Hey, thanks for tuning in. At night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Hey.
This is a new season, a new episode, a new me, a new you, a new world, a new us, a new sound. Have you guys watched the live stream of Coachella over the past weekend? Do you give a shit? Does anyone give a shit? I didn't know it was on until it was on, and before I knew it, it was on and I was watching it. I was watching all the kids with their flowers in their hair and their shoulders were out in the sun. They were baking and basking and dancing and standing around. There were drugs in their book bags. There was a bright sun just spread all throughout that part of California, the desert. And does anybody give a shit? That's not a rich kid in California, possibly not, but I watched it. I enjoyed it. Watching it made me feel like that is what heat exhaustion looks like. Just watching the back of sweaty heads, looking at a stage, thinking that there might be fans up there, but not out here. They were stomping and they were standing and they were all on their phones. And they all had flowers in their hair, big beers in their hands, and the hand that their phone wasn't in. And then by the time they found shelter at night and maybe got away from the crowd and afforded a bottle of water, they would seek shelter in one of the big tents that was nice and dark and possibly cooler. But when they would go into that tent, this would slap him in the face. Whoa, not that. So, oh yeah, drop it, Brian. Oh, that's what I'm looking for. So these kids, they'd be hot all day. They're like on the verge of exhaustion. The medics are running around with like a couple stretchers with clown makeup on. And by the time the sun goes down a little bit and they cool down, they find shelter in a tent, only to find that the tent is an EDM performance. Sounds like this. And I guess they get better, but they're in like a real trance and it's just insanity.
In the day we sweat it out on the streets of a runaway American dream.
All right, easy there, Bruce. No, I'm Bruce.
No, I'm Bruce.
Remember? So I watched it. I enjoyed some of it. I didn't enjoy other parts of it, but overall I wasn't in the desert. So that part was fine. I was in artificially controlled environment. I asked if anybody gave a shit because the only thing I saw like online or anything was like an article like days later about the fashion of Coachella, and who really gives a shit? Why does it always have to be like, that's it? Like if you're an artist with no style, that somehow comes across as that's your style. It's like, ooh, look what these people were wearing, not about like who performed. So one thing I did like about one band that I'm going to talk about is Sublime, because they reminded me how legendary they are. Early in the morning. I remember listening to him in high school. They actually were big then. They became big after the singer died, and they became legendary for that. And then they're just this band that was exploded at that time. And then I stopped being a fan, and then I became a fan again when I guess it was my college days, and the music just came along with day drinking, and maybe somebody may or may not bring a joint over. But yeah, that was my world of Sublime, and the music was just great. But they played, and just to make it even more legendary status, it turned out the singer was this kid who was actually the son of the original singer. So that was cool. Everyone was having a good time to that. I think they were. They might have been offended by Date Rape, which reminded me how good of a song that is, because it almost reminded me that, almost like one of these really like shocking and controversial movies that comes up every once in a while, like, oh, did you see that? Oh, I can't watch that. But it's like this story of, you know, but it's almost like told through the rapist. It's twisted but crazy, and somehow it was a hit. What else happened this weekend? There's another big event that happened over the weekend. And the exact opposite end of the spectrum of activity. If Coachella represented peace and love, then this event represented blood and violence. And what I'm talking about is UFC 300. That's not the sound I was looking for. UFC 300. Brought to you by Modern Beethoven. Leading up to 300, it was... I haven't watched a UFC pay-per-view in a long time, so I really was hoping that this would be the one that I would watch, but I missed it. But I did see a couple clips, and I didn't even know who the main event was, because there was a lot of big fights on the card. Saw some clips here and there, and maybe at some point in the near future I will revisit or visit for the first time. But then eventually I saw a post that was like, look, it was rigged. This proves it. And that was like days later. I guess people got to sit on whatever result happened. It was all just because based on like people's motions. Ooh, I like that. Take me to church, 'cause I'm going there. It's funny that there's the movie 300, then there was UFC 300. They should redo it. Maybe there'll be like a 301 next year. A lot of crazy shit happened over the past few days, other than the two previous events that I spoke of. We're pretty much on the verge of World War III. Iran was shooting missiles at Israel. And I found this out, I mean, aside from posts I've seen, as I learn everything, but I actually bought a newspaper. I was like, I want to read about it. And it was like big letters. And it was like, see page 10 to read more. But in between that and page 10 was like all these other little stories. I was like, okay, that's just regular news. So, I mean, I don't know how much we really are on the verge of war, but somewhere there's war. Man, those guys are crazy. They're just, yeah, this is defense. We're going to just bomb you guys back. We're going to shoot more missiles in defense. But what's crazy is, I guess Israel or US or somebody intercepted missiles that were shot from Iran. I played football. I tell you how hard it is to intercept a ball. I can't imagine intercepting a missile. How do they do that? Intercepted! Pick six. What else happened? What else? Tell them all about it. Tell them all about it. Tell them, son. Tell them, pops. Well, if you may or may not know, Donald Trump is on trial yesterday and today and probably for the next month or so about his whatever's been going on for past, like, what, 8 years now? Holy shit, that's such a long time. I read about that. That was in a newspaper. And then I almost started to wonder if this was actually an old newspaper that was on the stands. It's like, wait a minute, what's this story about Trump and Stormy and Trump's lawyer still? Like, this is old news, man. Come on. These people love these phrases that make them sound like they're in a 40s or 50s film noir. Hey, give her the hush money, and she can never say a word. Let's make a gag order. Then you'll become president one day. So bad. Hey, write her a check. Wire the funds. Right to the office you go. Can I call you Mr. President? She can't say a word. It's hush money. I hope you learned something today. So this is going to be my format, and I want to try to do it more often, and you could become a subscriber, and every week you could look forward to my ramblings, and you will learn something every week. Goodbye.